Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
How's it going, everybody? Brent Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are here every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, twitch.tv/F4WVideo, video.f4wonline.com for our YouTube channel. And we got a very fun show today. We are going to be joined by Ella McBain. This is, I believe, her second time on the show. She is the author of a number of books, Who's Who in the Cosmic Zoo. New book out right now, and we got a lot to talk to Ella about here today. This past Saturday, I happened to go to the Chehalis Flying Saucer Party. Had a great time. Got to listen to all of the different speakers. The big Q&A at the end. And yes, in literally an empty theater, with the exception of myself and two other people, I watched Plan 9 from Outer Space on the big screen. And I survived. So one of these days, we'll talk about that trip to Chehalis. But we do not have time today, as Ella McBain is our guest. If you would like to text me questions to ask her, you can do so. The text message line is 425-780-7566. You can also send me an email, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. That email, you can send questions for the guest, or if you have cool stories that you want read on After Dark Radio, that is the email address to send them to. We read a bunch of them last week, and you can always send those at any time, not just during a live show. Brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. You can also find me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at F4WOnline. That's Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm on X and Blue Sky at Brian Alvarez. So we got a lot to get into when we get back from the break. Ella McBain is our guest. Her new book, The Cosmic Slingshot. Got a lot to talk to her about. Back in a moment. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are very happy to be joined today by Ella McBain, who's who in the Cosmic Zoo. Second time Ella's been on the program. Ella, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing very well. And you've got...
It's LeBain.
LeBain? Oh my gosh, did I say McBain?
Yeah. Yeah, it's French, LeBain.
LeBain.
my husband's family is bad.
Well, that's seems hideously bad. Embarrassing. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
You never know how these things come up when you type them up in your deal. Anyway, this is the second time that Ella LeBain has been on the show, and it was a very fun show last time. We talked about a lot of different things. And I have some follow-ups from the last show. But
sure.
I do want to start today. I mean, you've got a series of books, a number of them. And the newest is The Cosmic Slingshot, which is available in paperback and Kindle editions. And let's start by telling a little bit about the new book.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me back, Brian. It's good to talk to you again. This is my seventh book, and it's... I'm connecting the dots to reincarnation in the Bible, essentially proving to Christians that it's been in the Bible all this time, but misunderstood, mistranslated, covered up, and why it got covered up, the history of the Church of Rome, the reasons for the cover-up, which I can tell you. And then I connect these dots to the alien abduction, soul harvesting, and end time prophecies. So it's a piece. Reincarnation is a piece. It's not the be all and end all, but it's part of the mix.
Now, there were a lot of different things that I guess was it the Council of Nicaea? Do I have that correct?
Yes.
In the fourth century, where they pretty much decided what was going into the official Bible and what was not going into the Bible. And a lot of stuff was discarded, which, you know, some people would argue, you know, this was a bunch of people in the fourth century that made these decisions. You know, why was it their decision? But is some of the stuff that was discarded kind of what you look into here in this book?
Yes, but Yes and no. There's a bunch of stuff that was rejected out of the Bible canon. But what I'm focusing on is what's actually in the Bible that has been mistranslated, misunderstood, and marginalized because it's Jewish.
So they talk reincarnation in the Bible.
In the Torah.
In the Torah, so that's the first books of the Bible.
Yes,
and obviously the Bible is a series of books. It's not like one continuous book written by one person. I mean,
correct.
The Torah. I mean, there are certain things written there that are then talked about differently in other places in the Bible. How do you break down, you know, what is some of the original word and what is not?
Well, you know, it's been preserved for millennia. You know, the Jews have suffered to preserve it and protect it. And so the Torah is the five books of Moses, and it's considered the law book. And out of the Torah comes Judaism and Christianity and Islam. So all three of the major religions refer to the Torah as moral code or moral law. So, you know, it's kind of been there all along. The words in the Torah have not been changed. When they edited the Bible and added, you know, other pieces to it, I mean, the Old Testament is, you know, in Hebrew is called the Tanakh, which includes the Torah, but it also has, you know, the books of the prophets, the Psalms, and the other pieces of history. So King David, everybody knows who King David was, and he was also famous for killing the giant Goliath with a slingshot. He was the one who coined the phrase kafakela, which is one of the Hebrew words for reincarnation. And kafakela means the cosmic slingshot. So that's the title of the book. Based on the words of King David. And then the other word that was also mistranslated, misunderstood, that's still in the Bible, is Gilgulim, which means the wheels of the soul, and that is the other Hebrew word for reincarnation. So it's just been misunderstood and by Christians because the Church of Rome decreed it heresy. Because they were selling tickets to heaven. They called them indulgences. So there was a financial motive, as well as another motive that I uncovered through the history of the Emperor Justinian and his Empress Theodora, who wanted to be remembered as a goddess of Rome, one of the pantheon of goddesses. So she ordered the monks to take all the scriptures of reincarnation out of the Bible in 571 AD, and they did. Well, at least one thing we can count on is human error, because they did it only as much as they understood it. And human error left about two dozen scriptures behind, a whole chapter on the reincarnation of ancient Israel, and all the Hebrew words that refer to reincarnation, which is all of the pieces I expose in the book.
So I was going to ask what the cosmic slingshot, what that title referenced, and now I know. But I also need to know, what did he mean by that? Why did his term for reincarnation, why was it the cosmic slingshot?
Good question. Well, actually, it's in a conversation with him and his wife, Abigail. And this was after, you know, when he became king. And so they were talking about his current enemies. And so kafakela means the cup. Kaf means cup and kela means slingshot. So she was the one who put it in his head and said, your enemies are going to come back to you through the afterlife like the cup of the slingshot, the cosmic slingshot, because the Torah says that you reincarnate with both your loved ones and your enemies, because it's kind of the divine plan to work things out. So that's when the word first got used in that context. And I guess the reason, in answer to your other part of the question, the reason why it's called cosmic is because of the, you know, the afterlife. You're leaving your physical body, you're going into the afterlife. It's considered part of the cosmos.
So
does that make sense?
Yes. And he also used a slingshot, like a physical slingshot.
Yeah.
Correct. How
yes.
about that?
Which is why his wife used that term, because it was relatable.
So when the Bible references reincarnation and you reincarnate with your loved ones and your enemies, are we talking, I mean, what does this mean? Like every 100 years, you and everybody that was in your life, like the entire cycle repeats? And obviously you would be different people, correct?
Yeah, it's not really a timed thing. So, you know, you can't say it's every 100 years, because the Torah even makes references to reincarnating on other timelines, meaning that it's not linear. Like, you can go forward and you can go backwards. And it's all about the journey of the soul. And so you see, Jesus talked about life in abundance. John 10:10 says, I have come to give life and life in abundance. And that scripture gets misunderstood because people think it means prosperity or wealth, or, you know, turn to Jesus and he'll make you wealthy. There's a lot of churches out there that believe that. But, and, you know, that's not to say or to diminish the power of God to help you prosper as your soul prospers in this life. But what he really meant was many lifetimes, because the conversation that he had with his disciples, they talked about reincarnation because that's what they believed back then.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll come right back to that after the break. Wrestling After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are joined today by Ella Labane, Who's Who in the Cosmic Zoo. We're talking the new book, The Cosmic Slingshot, available paperback, Kindle, Amazon.com. We'll talk more about that here in a while. But we were on the subject of reincarnation in the Bible, much of which is not in the Bible, or it's, I guess, hidden in the Bible. What did people in the time of Jesus believe about reincarnation?
Yeah, well, it's clear that they did, because they talked about it, and because they came with the knowledge they had of what was in the Torah and the Old Testament Bible. And this is a core Jewish belief. There's many scriptures in the Old Testament that refer to reincarnation. One of them is in 1 Samuel 2, verse 6, where it says, "The Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up." And, you know, that's just one of many that I have pulled in the book that have just been glossed over and misunderstood. But in answer to your question about the disciples, they were obviously all Jewish, and they, you know, knew that people who had great talent and power, as Yeshua did, had to have been somebody in the past. So they asked him, and this is in the Bible, it's in the Gospels. They asked him, "Who were you? Are you Elijah?" Because Elijah was a prophet during the times of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, and he never died. Elijah was a frequent flyer. He came and went, ascended, went back and forth a few times, and was taken. And so there's a belief in Judaism that Elijah is going to return, which is why they set up table for him on Passover every year. It's kind of an ongoing belief. And so the disciples asked Jesus, "Are you Elijah?" And Jesus answered, "No, Elijah already came. That was John the Baptist." And so he essentially admitted that John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah. And then he never answered, or at least we don't have it in the record, that could have been part of what they took out, of who he was. And so that's what I'm answering in the book, based on scripture only, through the Christophanies of Christ. A Christophany is a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And it's widely agreed upon by eschatologists and theologians that Jesus showed up in the Old Testament multiple times. He had lunch with Abraham. He showed up to Joshua. And he's considered, you know, the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And Melchizedek was another one who never died. There's no record of his death. He was another enigmatic figure that just came and went, appeared and disappeared, just like records show that Jesus did. So I'm connecting those dots for the readers to see that this could all be one and the same being, because why is he compared or in the New Testament as the high priest of Melchizedek, which is a divine authority, not an earthly authority for priesthood? Because in the Bible, the tribe, the earthly tribe of Levi, were the priests. So Jesus didn't come out of Levi, he came out of the line of David. So he was given a divine authority after the order of Melchizedek. So those are the dots I connect.
So you mentioned earlier the idea that the reincarnation is about the journey of the soul. So you come back, if there were issues, you need to resolve them in the next life. And it's kind of like this journey through lives. And I think there are many religions, actually, that speak of reincarnation. I think Buddhism, you know, they talk about the same basic thing. You come back and you're trying to, like, do better every time. If you do worse, you kind of go backwards. If you do better, you go forwards. And there is, like, an end game, which is nirvana. Is there an end game? I mean, do we have any, like, in the Christian, like, the biblical version of reincarnation, you come back, but is there, like, an end game ultimately where you don't come back?
Absolutely. Great question. And that is what is in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and also in his own words, that he himself will end reincarnation because he ends death. So if there's no death, there can be no rebirth. So this all has to do with being written in the book of life, which he talked about. So that was John 10:10, that I've come to give life and life in abundance, meaning if you're written in the book of life, then you will have life. And if, you know, physically you lose your life, your soul continues to go on. And Jesus says, don't fear the one that can take away your fleshly body, but fear the one that can kill your soul, meaning that you don't get life again. So if your soul is hidden in Christ, saved, redeemed, written in the book of life, then it's there's no limitation to that eternal life that you've been given by him. And reincarnating on earth in this particular state that we're in, which is a fallen state, because we're all born, and this is another thing I unpack in the book, is the term being born in sin, which I've always had a problem with, because how can a baby be born in sin when they haven't even done anything yet? But that word has to do with error or missing the mark, and it has to do with the DNA. So originally we were born, we were created, the original blueprint is 12 strands of DNA. And when the Anunnaki came to Earth after the first flood, in between the first and the second flood, they genetically downgraded human DNA, where we used to live to be 900 and change, and now we're lucky if we can live to be in our 90s. So the telomeres go up to 120, so that's a downgrade. That's the fall of humankind, and that's what it literally means to be born in sin, to be born in that era, because the body is not what it used to be. And this is what Jesus is promising, is to restore all of creation, and that includes us. And in the age to come, when he ends the cycles of rebirth on earth, reincarnation, we will live to be 1,000 again. So we will get our, what I call, glory bodies back, the bodies that Adam and Eve had, where they walked with the Lord and they had all the super meta human qualities, where they were able to see and hear and understand the realms. And that's been taken away from us through the genetic downgrading. And part of the reason for the genetic downgrading was the harvesting of human souls, which is done through alien abduction and death. So they're harvesting memories, they're harvesting soul energies, and if your soul is not hidden in Christ or redeemed in Christ, you're open to all of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, the last show, you were talking about the end times, and you said that we were living in them. And my question would be, what does that mean? Are we talking, this is, you know, 2025, this is it? Are we talking 20 years, 100 years, 1,000 years? I mean, what time frame would you suggest we're talking about here?
Well, I don't set dates, generally speaking, for multiple reasons. One, time is being manipulated. Time is shortening, and that's a geophysical astronomical fact. He said that when we get to the end times, that it's going to feel like birth pains, contractions, where they come closer and closer and closer together until the baby is born, and that would be the age to come. That's the baby we're talking about here. And his return, of course, to Earth. So he told us, Yeshua told us, that when you see all these things, and he gives a long litany list of things that are going to happen on the earth, when you see all these things begin and happen, that will precede my return. And we are seeing every single one of those things in Matthew 24. Earthquakes, which are happening more frequently now, volcanic eruptions, pole shifts, climate change, the evil, the wickedness would grow, and the love of most will grow cold. We are seeing that on a daily basis, how divided people are over some big things and some small things, it's a Machiavellian alien agenda to keep us divided so that we don't find unity, because we have power in unity and we lose power in the division. So Jesus predicted all these things, and they're happening. The rebirth of the state of Israel began the beginning of the end times. So it all ends up over Israel, the final war, the final battle, and they're fighting over portals there. Ancient space portals over Jerusalem and other parts of the Holy Land. So this is what the end time prophecies point to. This is what Ezekiel 37 basically predicted and prophesied, was the reincarnation of ancient Israel and the ancient army.
Well, hold that thought right there on the ancient army. We'll be back after this commercial break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime, located right in the middle of the country. You can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. We are here every Wednesday. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Ella LeBain is joining us here today, Who's Who in the Cosmic Zoo, and we were talking about the end times, battle over portals. I wanted to give you a chance to finish that thought, and then I have a couple of completely unrelated questions to talk to you about.
Sure. No problem, Brian. What I was talking about was the prophecy in Ezekiel 37, which is known as the Valley of the Dry Bones, where the Lord prophesies to reincarnate, put flesh on. Carne means flesh. I mean, the word reincarnation is not written in it, but it describes the process that he's going to put flesh on the bones. He's going to breathe his life back into those bones. Those bones are going to live again, and they're going to stand on their feet and become a great army. And that is the IDF. So, you know, nobody knew, nobody even thought in their wildest dreams that Israel would ever become a nation again, because it was laying dormant. It was in a drought for 1800 years. Nobody did anything with it. It was under a curse. But until they got the mandate to establish the Jews in back into the homeland, the ancient biblical homeland of Israel, that's when it was reborn in 1948, and so was the IDF. So that's what's prophesied in Ezekiel 37. And it dovetails into the book of Revelation and a bunch of other scriptures that point to the end time war. Ezekiel 38 is about the war over Israel and the nations, the war of Gog and Magog, and all of its enemies, which is what we call the revived Roman Empire, which are now all Muslim nations that basically want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And it's the Lord who saves them in the end, not America, but the Lord. So it really is a piece of land that is owned supernaturally, and it's fought over supernaturally, which is why no other area on the face of the earth has been fought over and changed empires so many times as Israel, Jerusalem specifically, which is where the ancient space portal is.
All right, I got a couple of other unrelated questions, but if you are interested in what we're talking about here, this is all from the new book here, The Cosmic Slingshot, Ella LeBain. We'll do a plug in the final segment of the show. It's available paperback, Kindle, and actually, I believe, is it your seventh book, I believe?
Yes, that's correct.
Seventh book here in this series. So, on a different topic, because I wanted your thoughts on this, there's a lot of talk about 3-Eye Atlas, which is an interstellar object that is coming into our solar system. It would be, I believe, the third that has ever been discovered. Oumuamua a few years ago was another one. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk on both sides. Avi Loeb believes it could be an interstellar spacecraft, a mothership. NASA's saying, no, it's just a weird thing, but it's completely natural. Where do you fall on this topic?
Well, that's a great question. So I don't know if we talked about this last time, but you know that my fifth book is all about Nibiru.
Yes, we did talk about this.
Okay, good. So it's this ancient planet that comes around every 3,600 years, and it's also known as a comet planet because it has a tail of debris. And the debris tail actually precedes it, as opposed to the other way around. So we get the debris tail first before Nibiru actually passes the Earth. And what we are seeing with all these interstellar objects, and let me list all of them, that includes comets, asteroids, meteorites, fireballs, intelligent craft, probes, spaceships, all of the above comes out of this tale. So being that this is number three of the interstellar objects, and it is not a comet, it has intelligence, it has, and they just came out just the other day and determined that it's changed course, it's speeding up, and it's heading for Mars. So they just posted the other day, NASA, Michio Kaku, Avi Loeb, they seem to agree that this thing is not a regular comet, and it is heading on a collision course to the planet Mars, and it may even make impact. So that's the latest news on that. As far as what I think it's part of the debris tail and the parade of objects that precede Nibiru, which is also part of the end time prophecy, which we're in. So does that make sense?
Yeah, and I guess the question, I mean, if you're talking end time prophecies, if this thing hits Mars, I mean, I guess depending on the size of it and the impact, I don't know if it would imminently affect us, but that would certainly be a pretty serious thing. I had not heard it was on a collision course to Mars.
Yes, it just came out. The news is out there. You can look it up. I posted it on my Facebook yesterday if anybody wants to look it up. But it is, you know, a coordinated hypothesis from NASA, Loeb, Michio Kaku, you know, space probes. They're watching this. But it has changed course. And in answer to your question, they feel like if it does impact and if there is a collision and there is like a crash, that the pieces of it won't reach Earth for a while. Like it will get caught up in probably the asteroid belt because that's between, you know, Mars and Jupiter, which we have a lot of space junk in there. And in fact, that's the historical of how it got there was from a previous flyby of Nibiru. That, you know, one of the moons and the planets got broken into many pieces, which is also written in the Sumerian stone tablets. This is ancient history.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask about that, but now that you've brought it up, I always, there is an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and, you know, it makes sense that, you know, that would have been something that blew up. And yeah. I feel like the official word from science is that, no, there was nothing there that exploded. But it just seems kind of unusual that we have a orbiting asteroid belt where a planet conceivably could have been.
Yes. Well, you know, it really depends on which scientist you study. Emanuel Velikovsky from the 1950s, he was pen pals with Albert Einstein. They talked about this a lot. It's written in his books, Worlds of Collision. He basically proves through physics, because they didn't have all the space tech then to prove him right, which they have already, that this was a broken planet. And, you know, that it had to do with a larger orbit of something else outside our solar system. And, you know, the people who are watching this now, I mean, there's stuff that is being reported to the public and there's stuff that isn't, just as we always have. So you have to really understand why they're covering certain pieces of this up.
So there was also a news story a couple of days ago about how they believe that they have found evidence, perhaps, of ancient microbes on Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's like part of the drip disclosure we're in, because they have to prepare the public, because something, a big event is coming, and we're also having drip disclosure through the U.S. government, through the congressional UAP congressional hearings, and people are starting to realize that we're not alone, And what they've been covering up on Mars and on the Earth for the past 70 years is eventually going to be revealed to the world. So the fact that they put out a little drip about, oh, there's microbes on Mars, meaning there's life on Mars, that's ancient life. They're not referring to present life. And we have whistleblowers, particularly the retired space chief, the Israeli space chief, Chaim Eshed, who came out in 2020 and essentially said that the United States and Israel are working in agreements with the Galactic Federation on Earth and that they're sharing astronauts on a joint base on Mars. Okay, so they're on Mars. They've been on Mars since the 1980s. Okay, we have whistleblowers. We have all kinds of material pointing to that, that they're underground on Mars. So the fact that they came out recently to say, oh, there's microbes, there's life, that's part of the drip disclosure. It's what they're not telling you that is still part of this cover-up. The same thing here on Earth. They've known this since World War II, that there's an alien civilization living inside this planet. Hence why people see ships coming and going out of oceans, out of mountains, out of the Earth itself. And so they used Hollywood to get people to look out, to think, oh, no, it's coming from outside. They're aliens coming from outer space. They're coming from Mars. And they made all these B-movies to distract people's attention to look outward instead of look inward. When the Bible prophecy talks about the end time prophecies of all these creatures coming out from inside the Earth, out of the oceans and out of the Earth itself. So we are not alone. We've never been alone. We don't live on this planet alone. And Mars is also inhabited, too.
So obviously in the 30s, there was the War of the Worlds radio broadcast. And, you know, a lot of people tuned in late and didn't know what it was. And there was a panic. And so I think there's obviously been concern about people panicking over this sort of news. But I've always kind of thought, all right, if they announce that there's an alien mothership piloted by intelligent aliens on its way to Earth, I can see people panicking. But the idea that you would announce, well, you know, we've discovered there's microscopic life on Mars or elsewhere, anywhere, I don't see that as being something that would cause, you know, great panic. It seems like that's something that people would readily accept, like, oh, there's other microscopic life in the universe. That's kind of cool. That to me is different from, hey, this ship intelligently is maneuvering towards the planet and that they're going to visit.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brian. I mean, it's certainly not earth-shattering to hear that there's microbes in space or on Mars or any other planet. I mean, we've known about the oceans on Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter, which is kind of the size of a planet, and there's life there. So, you know, I agree with you. Most people could easily swallow that. But to learn that there are alien civilizations, advanced civilizations coexisting with us here on Earth, inside the Earth, I think that will create some panic to certain groups of people, you know, and then there's the religious aspect, you know, some religions, like you were saying earlier, all these different religions that every religion has reincarnation in it. The only one that doesn't was Christianity, because the Church of Rome decreed it heresy because they were covering it up. Every other religion has it. And therefore, the same thing, other religions have life, other life woven into it, including Judaism, but they have covered it up because they took over with replacement theology, so they marginalized all these ancient Jewish beliefs that have been there all along about God creating life on other realms. In fact, Jesus talked about it. I prove this in the book where he says, I have to go and prepare a place for you, and I have sheep that are not of this pasture that I have to bring with me back so we can all be one under one shepherd.
Yes, we'll hold that thought for 1 second. Back in a moment with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. Ella Labane is joining us here today. She is the author of a number of books, including The Cosmic Slingshot. The website, Who's Who in the Cosmic Zoo.com. Very easy to find, Who's Who in the Cosmic Zoo. And Ella, let's get some plugs out for anything else you'd like to let us know about.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Brian. It was good to talk to you. I have a new book coming out this fall. It's called Finding Freedom When Horses Don't Fly, and it's how to break generational curses and heal trauma from alien abductions and family stuff. So it's a workbook, but it's a companion book to The Cosmic Slingshot.
So that's coming out.
So that would be, yeah.
So a couple months from now?
October.
October, oh, so next month, okay. So, yeah, and that'll be available on Amazon.com, et cetera?
Yes, it's already up for pre-order on Amazon, so you can secure a copy and get it right away. For the Kindle, will be out first, and then the paperback will be available in December.
All right, and if you're interested in buying the books or there's a YouTube page, all of this is up at whoswhointhecosmiczoo.com. And our guest today, Ella Labane. I want to thank you so much for doing the show here today. Encourage everybody to check out the books, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Thank you very much, Brian.
And, of course, thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you next time, After Dark Radio, here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.